May 12th, 2010. St. Peter says, Praise be to Jesus. This is how the soul opens the door to all temptation. He places himself first, God and all others last. Through love of self, he allows himself to compromise the truth. In this way, good becomes evil and evil good. Truth is obscured by personal agendas. Sin is no longer regarded as sin. Through such a disordered self-love, the soul convinces himself that there is no abyss between his own heart and the heart of God. He is able to do so, for he views everything through the eyes of self-love. Through this inordinate self-love, the soul begins to believe he can do no wrong, perhaps even that he is incapable of sin. Such a one has fallen into the grasp of the enemy of all souls. The messages of holy and divine love are bearers of truth, exposing evil and disarming the unsuspecting soul who places himself in so high esteem. Do not allow yourselves to fall into the clutches of this very dangerous temptation. Many souls have. Pray for the truth of humility which allows the soul to see where he stands in the eyes of God. It is the courageous soul who will do so.